Tenley turned 5 in November, and actually for her birthday, she still calls it her worst birthday ever because she was quite sick.
And I puked on my birthday.
She puked on her birthday. She remembers that. And she just never really recovered from it fully. In January, she never returned to school. We kept her home, stomach pains and that. So we thought that the flu was kind of sticking around because it was a cramping one. We didn't understand what it meant at that time. We didn't speak the cancer language. But we went in kind of going, this is very concerning. Our family doctor said if this was my child, I would be very concerned. It very quickly went from being a virus to being leukemia. It's a very quick growing cancer. So left untreated, it would be about a 2 to 3 month living rate. So luckily, leukemia has probably one of the best research out there, particularly for childhood leukemia. Children's cancer doesn't get a significant amount of funding. So in that sense, perhaps you can say we're lucky it's leukemia because there has been so much research on it. So immediately they have a treatment plan for her, and it looks very positive. They know what they're doing. We've kind of operated in crisis mode now for months on end. We live day to day. And in fact, at that time and for months after our diagnosis, you literally live from step to step and a minute to minute, and you never look farther than that simply because you don't have the mental capacity to do that. There's too much going on. It's too much of a dire situation to go further than the moment. With that said, we also find greater joy in a simple day and in your day-to-day activities because we're very grateful when we can be at home.
Did she ask why she was going to the hospital and what was that process like? Mm-hmm. And how much does she know about her life now?
Everything. We tell her everything. Our biggest things that we tell her is, one, that she's never alone, that we are all a team, and she does nothing by herself.
How have you found your time with cancer care?
Well, cancer care is a wonderful facility. The people there are truly magnificent. I mean, they're wonderful people. It's hard. It's hard to work with kids with cancer. There's a lot more confusion than in the adult world, right? They don't understand. They have everything from their child life specialist, which tries to create a fun environment. So while they're waiting, it's just a playtime. They're not concerned about, first of all, the wait time or what they're going into. If you have to deal with cancer care, then I'm thankful for who we meet there.
Is there a part that is fun for you when you go in to see the doctors and the nurses?
The treehouse.
Ooh, what is the treehouse?
It's a house that is really tall and that has all kinds of fun places.
And so what do you do in the treehouse?
I play with dolls.
What do you hope to do this summer? Is there anything that you want to do that's fun this summer?
To camp.
You're going to camp? And what do you hope to do at camp?
Do lots of swimming.
Yes, of course. It's summer, so why wouldn't you be swimming? That's one of my favorite things, too.
We weren't a cancer family till we were. You realize that the impossible can happen to you, and we have lived off the generosity of strangers. You make a difference. You make a difference, and every dollar donation, that is research done, and that research saves a life. It might not be you. It might not be you right now, but we need to take care of each other. I think that's our responsibility.